Hello and welcome to Lewis Needas Law and the Lewis Needas podcast. I'm your host, Holly Sonnebend, and today we'll be talking to non-executive director at Lewis Needas, Siobhan Egan. Siobhan has over 30 years' experience at the top of the legal profession, having been called to the bar in 1989 and transferring to become a solicitor in 1993. Siobhan was one of the first female supervisors on the Serious Fraud Panel and likewise has been working on defence proceedings for serious financial crime cases since 1992. Siobhan is a specialist white-collar crime defence lawyer who has defended such cases for 30 years. Her career has seen her receive awards, enviable acquittal rates, and high standings and ratings in leading legal ranking directories. Siobhan will be joining us today to discuss account freezing and forfeiture orders, and furthermore, the ways forward for criminal investigative authorities. Siobhan, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Siobhan, what are account freezing and forfeiture orders?
Well, these are a relatively new development. Investigative authorities in the UK have been given quite extraordinary powers under the Criminal Finance Act 2017, which allows them to freeze ex parte, i.e. they go in on their own without notice, a bank account and eventually apply for a forfeiture order of the contents of that account. So far, hundreds of bank accounts have been frozen in this manner since 2019. It's a new trend led by the National Crime Agency, who seem to prefer this fast, cost-effective approach rather than prosecute individuals for white-collar crime or money laundering. So essentially, the application is made in the magistrates' court before often very busy district judge or lay bench of magistrates, who are often reluctant to ask about the detail of the application made by the relevant financial investigative officer. This officer can be employed by the NCA, HMRC, the Serious Fraud Office, or any police authority. Effectively, the authorities would have to have reasonable grounds for suspecting that the monies in the account are recoverable property and are to be used in unlawful conduct, i.e. money laundering. Most of the information that comes for these applications are obtained from banks making suspicious activity reports, which in turn are sent to the NCA for assessment. This is essentially a civil application for a civil order within the overwhelmingly criminal jurisdiction of the magistrates' court. So there are two different defined cultures at stake here. The freezing order can be made for up to 2 years, and we have noticed that increasingly, since the beginning of 2019, when advising clients facing such orders, that the initial freezing periods are for longer and longer. It began with freezing accounts for 3 months. Now, freezing orders for 12 months or more are a regular experience for us.
And can these draconian orders be varied to allow for living and legal expenses?
Theoretically, yes, they can be varied. But I have to say, it will probably be an uphill struggle, because though the Act allows for it, the case law on these issues is very difficult, and though worth trying, it's unlikely to succeed unless the client was facing an extraordinary situation.
And can you defend a freezing order?
You can. Now, there are two things that the authorities will be looking at. A, it's the source of the monies. So if you're able to persuade them and show that the monies in your account are from legitimate authorities, and that could be from earnings, inheritance, sale of property, etc., etc., then that will be the first hurdle to overcome. The second one, which is the one that we're seeing more often, is where they're saying that activity on the account indicates criminal activity. So, for example, we have been acting for individuals, but money's coming in from Iraq, Pakistan, perhaps through the Hawala money transfer system, coming from mainland China, perhaps in breach of exchange control limits via the use of students' bank accounts. Anything like that happens, then the client has a real difficulty, because they will have to persuade the court that there wasn't any criminal activity involved or envisaged.
What happens if the authorities decide to forfeit the monies in the account?
The authorities, after they have finished completing their investigations, will give notice to the holder or the owner of the account to say they're about to forfeit the monies. They will get a specific notice period in which they can object to that forfeiture of the monies. And yes, they can appeal, and the appeal is to the Crown Court, and that's done on a de novo basis, which means the whole issue is retried from beginning to end.
Siobhan, thank you so much for your time. Where can people contact you with potential inquiries?
Well, obviously you can contact me at Lewis Needus Law, and that'll be on 0207 387 2032, or by email, which is segan@lewisneedus.co.uk. So just look at the website.
Fantastic. That's all from the Lewis Needus podcast today. You can find us at Lewis Needus Law on Twitter and at lewisneedus.co.uk. Thank you for listening.